Menachos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, 5, 6. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about menachos that require hagasha, but not tenufa. Here, we talk about the other permutations in Mishnah Vav. And we start out by saying, Elu te'unin tenufa ve'ein te'unin hagasha. The following karbanos require tenufa, waving, but don't require hagasha, bringing close and touching to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So you might note that we've gone from te'unos in the previous Mishnah, which was the feminine, to te'unin, the masculine. The reason for that is because in the previous Mishnah, we were listing specifically menachos. Remember, previous Mishnah, which was discussing about things that need hagasha, that's unique. Hagasha is unique to specifically menachos. Whereas here, we're going to see other kinds of karbanos that aren't necessarily menachos, and some of them, therefore, are going to be masculine, so zvachim. So here we have the following. First of all, the log shemen shel mitzora va'ashamo. The mitzora, the person who has tzaras at the end of his or her tahara process, so they have to bring a number of korbanos. Maybe the central one is this asham, this guilt offering, which is accompanied by a lug of shemen. Remember that oil is going to go on his, like his tenuch, inside his ear, and on his right thumb and right big toe. So part of the process before they actually shecht the asham, so the asham and the lug of shemen that comes with it. They're actually waved. The pasuk requires they should be waved prior to the shechita. So that being the case, you have a tenufa. Secondly, you have vaha bikurim. Bikurim, the first fruits of Eretz Yisrael from the seven species. So the farmer brings them in a basket to the Beis HaMikdash. He recites Rim Sukkim, and then the Kohen holding the basket with the farmer, we'll call him, and waves it and says more psukim. So the point is that the waving of the bikurim in the basket, parts being put on the floor in front of the mizbeach, and the kohen will eat it ultimately, has to be waved. That's a tenufa k'divrei Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's his shita, and that's the halacha. We do a waving of the of bikurim. Also, ve'emure shalme yachid, the emurim of a shalme yachid, a shlamim, that's brought by a private person. Essentially, all shlamim are from yechidim, private people, with one exception we'll discuss in a moment. So they, prior to the, well, the emurim, like the innards, prior to being put on the mizbeach to be burned, so they're waved, along with v'chazav v'shok shelahen, along with the breast, of the chest of the animal, that's the shlamim, as well as the shok, the right hind leg. So those are going to go to the kohen as gifts, but essentially it'll be like stacked together. You'll have the emurim, and beneath them you'll have the chaz of ashok, and beneath them you'll have the hands of the bilam who's bringing this shlamim, and behind beneath that will be the hands of the kohen, and all they wave it together. The kohen and the bilam wave it together, like all of the tenufos. It's waving the six directions essentially, like a lulav. So the Mishnah here says echad anashim ve'echad nashim. It's true that the tenufa happens whether the person bringing the shlamim is a male or female. Be Yisrael avlo b'achirim. However, only the Yisrael, the male Jew, will be the one who has his hands atop of the Kohen's hands, which is supporting, they are then supporting together the emurim and the chazan shok. If it's a woman, or according to the shita in the Mishnah here, if you have non-Jews also bringing shlamim, which is a shita, even not lahalacha, so then the woman wouldn't be involved, the non-Jew wouldn't be involved in the tenufa. The kohen would do it alone. Ushtei halechem, and the same goes with the two loaves of bread that accompany the shnei kivsei atzeret, the two lamb that are brought on shavuos. Those are shlamim also, as shalmei tzibur, we'll see in a second, communal shlamim. So the point is that the loaves and the two lambs are all waved together as part of the process, prior to the shechtin lambs. So, and for that matter afterwards, we'll see in a moment again. But the point is that the Mishnah here is going to say that those are the different types of korbanos that are waved. Now, most of these korbanos are not menachos. The only mincha we have in our list here so far is the two loaves of bread that accompany the shnei alechem, that accompany the kivsei atzeret. So we're going to focus on that part now because that's really relevant to menachos. So we say, Ketzat Ho'osa, how did the Kohen go about waving the two loaves on Shavuos? Nosen Shtel Halachem, Al Gabe Shnei Kvasim. The two loaves are put atop, literally, but halacha means like on the side of the two lambs. Umeniach shtei yadav melamatan, beneath the two lambs and the two loaves of bread, are the hands of the Kohen. There's probably his arms, because it's the baby lambs are like, you know, the size of puppies. You know, they're not big, small dogs, whatever. If you're familiar, but the point is that they're what they are. Umolech umevi, and then he waves them. Molech umevi literally means, you know, he puts them to and fro, and then malu mored, he also up and down. But according to most, this looks like what you do with a lulav. You know, in other words, he's going to hold it. His face will be facing east. He'll shake it till, you know, to the east, and then to the, he'll, you know, to, that's facing straight of him, and then to the right of him, right, which will be to the south, and then to the back of him, which will be to the west, and then to the other, to the left of him, which will be to the north. You see the same kind of thing, up and down, like a lulav. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, asher hunaf va'asher huram. When it comes to the shtei lechem, it says there to be hunaf, like that's tunufa, waved, and huram, that's like harama, like lifting up. So that's what you do, wave them and lift it. Tenufa haisa b'mizrach v'hagasha b'marav. Now, the rule is that the tenufa has, this is like a new paragraph, the tenufa has to happen in front of the heichel. Now, since the front of the heichel, if you will, is like the heichel is like the back of the heichel, if you will, is the west. So the front of the heichel, if you know what I mean, is like the east, and then in the mizbeach, so the south is more in front than the north. So therefore, the closest corner to the entrance of the heichel would be the southwest corner. But our Mishnah is saying here that even though the tenufa has to be in front of the heichel, you could do it on the southeast corner. Saying easter means the southeast corner, which is further away from the entrance of the heichel. But that's okay too for the tenufa. But hagasha b'marav, however, the hagasha itself, the touching of the bowl, that can this klisharis that contains the mincha, that must be done on the southwest corner. The point is, you could also do the tenufa on the southwest corner. The chiddush is, it could be even on the east, southeast corner. That's okay also. And of course, kol shekhen, you could do the tenufa on the southwest corner. The Mishnah goes on to say that utenufos kodmos lahagashos. If you have to do a tenufa and a hagasha, so then the tenufa goes first with a mincha. Now just so you don't lose track of what's happened here, we haven't discussed any menachos that require both tenufa and hagasha. We've discussed menachos that require hagasha and no tenufa. And then we had tenufa b'no hagasha. Now that third category is going to be mentioned next in the Mishnah. But the point is, as we say it now, the din is going to be the tenufa goes first. And the Mishnah here says, minchas ha'omer u'minchas kana'os, the two menachos, one, the minchas ha'omer, the barley offering on the second day of Pesach, and minchas kana'os, the mincha brought by the husband of the suspected woman, the sota, who she carries it, those two, te'unos tenufa v'hagasha. They require both waving, black wine, the psukim, and hagasha, like old menachos, to the corner there of the southwest of the azar, of the mizbeach. Finally, lechem hapanim uminchas nesachim lo tenufa v'lo hagasha. These two menachos require neither tenufa waving nor hagasha touching. First, the lechem hapanim, those, of course, the 12 showbreads on the shulchan, eaten every Shabbos. So you do bring the two bazichin, the spoonfuls of lavona, of frankincense, but the there's no komets in there, and there's no hagasha of the lechem upon him. And minchas nesachim, the accompanying menachos that come with every ola and every shlamim. So those also have the accompanying meal offering as well as the wine. Meal offering is made up of flour and oil and lavona, but it doesn't get hagasha. It goes straight, all without a kamitza or anything, straight onto the mizbeach.